It's now time for the MLB.com Cut Forecast. Cut Forecast. The Cut Forecast. It's a cast from Cut 4. Here it is.
Hello and welcome to the Cut Forecast. I'm Dakota Gardner. I am joined, as always, by Gemma Kaneko. Gemma, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
You know, I'm okay. I was doing better until we let this guy into the room.
I haven't even recognized this person who's here with us right
Fellow
now.
Fellow Cut 4 writer, Matt Monaghan. You have not been on the pod in a really long time.
I know. It feels so good to be back.
So good. So
We're happy you're here.
Yeah. Well,
thank you.
I'm happier
here. Gemma's happy. Dakota doesn't seem to.
I could take it or leave it.
Yeah, yeah. I might just leave. I'll just walk out the door.
Yeah, all right, cool. Bye, Matt. All right. Gemma, it's just you and me. And we have a lot to talk about today. It's trade deadline time. By the time you listen to this podcast, the trade deadline may have already passed. It's Friday, in fact. Today we're recording this on Wednesday, so hopefully you'll have some time there. But a lot of the things we say may end up being horribly outdated because that's how quick the trade deadline moves. But we're going to talk a little bit about which trades in baseball we're actually most excited about, which players we're excited to see in their new locations. We'll talk a little bit about what maybe would happen if we were traded for whatever
to
reason.
To another podcast.
To another podcast. Or team or whatever. But before we get to all of that, Matt, you have not yet participated in this. And this is
I'm terrified.
I am actually very nervous about this.
This is a very exciting Cut 4 tradition, and that is the Cut 4 Cast Pop Quiz.
I'm not a good quiz taker. I'm not good at...
What about pop quizzes?
Pop quizzes, yeah, even worse. Yeah.
But it could be... The thing about these quizzes, though, are they're just, like, basically determined by Dakota's whims and caprices.
Oh, yeah.
So...
Yeah, they are.
It doesn't matter what you know or how good at anything you are.
Well, and you're never going to get this one, so...
Okay, great.
That right now.
All
right,
cool.
As long as you sort of go into it knowing that, that's what matters.
Can I go last?
Sure.
Yeah, that's fine.
I mean, you're on a team together, essentially.
But oh, we are? We're in a team? Really, oh, that's nice.
It depends. We'll go.
We can work together on it.
It's us versus you.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. I don't know.
Summer
I once took
winter.
In college, I took a pop quiz. Our teacher came in. This was in my dramatic literature class. And our teacher came in and she had a big stack of blue books because she didn't think we had done the reading. She was like, you're all going to write essays about the play you were supposed to have read by today. I had not done the reading, so her suspicion was correct. And I spent my time writing her long essay apologizing for the
fact. Are you serious?
I had not, yeah.
Wow.
Many other people in the class, many of them just sort of, you know, tried to make up answers. A couple of people just didn't even take it. And then one person called her bluff and wrote, I know that you're not going to grade this on the blue book. Yeah, because she wasn't the kind of professor who would, like, make more work for herself by creating a pop quiz of essays that you have to grade. Sure enough, she didn't grade it. So,
wow.
Lesson there is never do the reading.
And all you kids out there listening, yeah.
Never read books.
Just don't read.
Don't read. Don't worry about the consequences of not doing your homework.
I'm not adding that to our never list. So we have a lot of things that we encourage
yeah,
you never Gemma do.
Yeah, Gemma reads for us and like writes, you know, reports
but
on
I'm
books.
But I'm saying
that you read.
Do read.
Well, yeah, I let Gemma
read.
Do all the reading for me.
That's true.
And then I
you can read Spark Notes. You know, it's
yeah. yeah. Well, she writes.
That's
the
what
spark
I should. That's
notes,
how I should reangle this whole thing. Just as Spark Notes.
Spark Notes for baseball books.
Yes.
Because if you can't read a baseball book, just you probably aren't
gave up.
Yeah, you gave up on the process of reading. All right, but enough stalling here. It's time to get to the real quiz here.
All right,
guys, so this is the trade deadline, so this is going to be a trade-themed pop quiz question.
Okay. Right?
The last trade between the Giants and the Reds happened on July 21st, 1995. Which is, in fact, the longest drought between two teams in the majors. 20 years. I'm not going to ask you how long, because that's a simple math question. 20 years.
Darn.
That's not the question.
I was hoping
that's not the question.
How long ago is 1995?
How old was I in 1995? Now, there were 8 players involved in this one trade.
Wow.
Name one of them.
One?
One.
Let's just...
Are we doing it together?
Yeah, we can
do it together. You can brainstorm and give me one. 1995, a trade between
the Giants and the Reds.
And the Reds. Giants. And this is the last trade that actually happened between the Giants and the Reds.
Can we ask for hints? Do we get any hint questions?
Giants
and the Reds.
Are any of the players still
active? Are they all?
None of them are still active. Okay. I will say.
How many major league? Were there a bunch of minor leaguers involved?
They were all majors. Yeah.
Okay.
Or eventually in the majors.
Reds. Pitchers?
A mixture.
Mixture.
A mixture? Okay.
Hmm.
I can give you a hint. If I give you a hint for one of them, it's going to be extremely obvious who it is. So we'll wait until like it's clear that
you're not. We just need one guy.
We just need to get one guy.
We only need one out of eight. I'll tell you, the Giants sent three to the Reds, and the Reds sent five back.
God.
I'm trying to think of, I'm trying to, like, remember anything about the Reds.
The Giants had, like, was it, like, Will Clark on their team? You know, he's not, that's not my answer. I'm just
all right.
Talking to myself.
I'll give you the obvious hint.
You're going to have to give us the
hint. You want the obvious hint for one of them?
Yeah.
Baseball was not his only sport.
Oh, Deion.
Deion. Deion Sanders.
Oh.
The trade was, the Giants traded Dave Burba, Darren Lewis, and Mark Portugal to the Cincinnati Reds. Yeah, I know. For Dave McCarty, Ricky Pickett, John Roper, Scott Service, and Deion Sanders.
Scott Service, catcher?
Yeah. I mean, it's an interesting list. It's like a very 90s list of players, which I think is interesting. And
it's a tough
interesting
one,
that they haven't traded
since.
20 years.
I really like that.
That is a good question.
Yeah, 20 years. It's been 20 years since the Giants and the Reds completed a trade.
The deadline's not here yet.
I know.
There's still time.
This is it.
This is it. It might have, might be happening right now, actually. While you read that question, it could be happening.
Yeah. Wow, that would be really freaky. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be freaky?
That'd be weird.
So weird.
All right, well, let's get into this. You both failed.
We both.
We got it with the hint.
You got it with the hint. That's true. Yeah. But I sort of set you up to fail. There's no way you were going to get
it. I could have said Bo Jackson or something, or Brian Jordan.
That's true. That's true. It's a really hard hint.
Someone out. Yeah, that's the only.
It was a really tough one. But let's get into this, since you know it is trade season. The deadline is approaching very quickly, and a lot of guys are changing teams. A lot of guys who've only ever been on one team are now on new teams. Mm-hmm. A lot of craziness happening. Which trade makes you the most excited, or I guess more specifically, which player are you most excited to watch in their new environment? Matt, since you're new to the Cut 4 Cast,
it's not new.
So this is your first time here in like eight
break
months.
You in.
Since you've never seen baseball before in
your
life.
Yeah, since you don't fully understand the rules of baseball, why don't we have you go first? Which player are you most excited to see in a new environment?
I mean, this is pretty obvious, but I'm pretty excited for Tulo to be in Toronto with that lineup. I mean, it's a weird trade.
It
kind of seems strange.
Trade. I don't fully understand the trade. Can you explain it to me? Because I understand the pieces of it. I mean, I don't understand.
Well, I understand why anyone Reyes would want Tulo. I get that.
Yes.
I understand, but I don't understand how what the specifics of this specific of like this team who already has such a potent offensive lineup. Like I'm not sure.
I don't know either. But I mean,
I love it, but I love
he's
to see
great.
Even more power
and
in that
I understand,
lineup too.
And I want like 30 run games. So like I want that to happen.
Right.
But
it's weird enough for them not to get a pitcher and to trade. Well, Reyes is, it's sad to see Reyes go from that team because he had fun there. They were all, I remember when he's the night, what was it, a couple nights ago when the trade happened and everyone's tweeting at him, all like Batista and Encarnacion and they're all sad. And it's just sad. You know, sad times for him, but Colorado should be.
It's also interesting, like, he's now been from New York, then to Miami, then to Toronto, and now he's in it's like smaller
forget about Miami
each time he keeps going down.
Yeah,
yeah, the Miami one you forget about, but yeah, he's been all over. Yeah. They're all cool cities,
all great cities,
very cool cities. But yeah, he's completing the tour.
He is.
Majors.
He is. And he might be on the move again.
He might be on the move. Who knows?
Gotta go west. It's possible.
Queens?
Further west.
Back to Queens?
Back to Queens.
Maybe. You never count it out.
Never count those metropolitans. They're wheeling and dealing all over the place.
It's a good point.
Yeah. But I know, Tulo, I love that lineup already.
Yeah.
I know it's a weird trade, but I love the power in that lineup, and I love to see even more runs happening with him in the middle. Like
it's
Batista,
just fun to have
Donaldson.
Excitement around Trey Tulowitzki.
Oh yeah,
he's just
to be on a contender and
a fun guy to keep an eye on wherever. So
can you spell Tulowitzki?
No.
All right, Gemma.
Good answer.
What trade are you most excited about?
I'm pretty excited to see Scott Kazmir in Houston. Because he's from Houston, so that's really nice. He has this whole going home narrative, like being around. His family can see him all the time now, and Just the Astros. How much fun is that? That the Astros are in contention, like legitimately in contention. Yeah.
Well, and they made a win now move.
Yeah, and they're like, they're being aggressive about it, which is so much fun, I think.
Well, and they've been in conversations for other players. Yes. They were in the conversation for Cole Hamels. We don't know if that's ultimately going to happen or not. Mm-hmm. There's sort of rumors going both
ways. As you said the other day, you know, David Price's dog is named
Astro. Houston, That would be an obvious move there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so like, you know, I agree. The Astros right now are so fun.
They're just fascinating and just delightful. I think it's just a cheerful, charming story, you know?
Yeah.
It is.
It's the fun group of, like, young players, too. Like, young hitters. Like, just mashers, too.
I know.
Just the ball. Pure enthusiasm, you know? Because it's like, oh, wait, it's really worked. This is happening.
Yeah,
this
we're, like, on a run right now.
Well, it was planned, too. Like, it didn't, like, you know, I think we were all caught off guard because I think most baseball people weren't expecting it to be this year. I think only
we thought
for Taylor Swift
take some more time to percolate.
Right, and like you know, I think more people were thinking the Cubs were going to be the team to make that step instead of the Astros. And so it's interesting to see that it's the Astros who actually started their whole rebuild first. I think.
Yeah.
So you know, it makes sense, and it's fun to watch them play, and they're a really good, they're a feel good story, and people love teams like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then of course the other team in that conversation is the Royals, who are absolutely making now moves, and you know, they just acquired Zobrist, and they're really swinging for the fences, and it's interesting time to be a baseball fan, like with all of these teams that are now sort of upsetting what we all think of as like the standard order.
It's exciting.
Is that your pick? Is your pick?
It's actually not my pick.
Tell us yours.
My pick, because I'm an obnoxious homer, is Shane Victorino. I'm really excited to see him play for the Angels. And let me tell you why. Shane Victorino is the kind of player who, unless he plays for your favorite team, he probably annoys you immensely. And then the moment he plays for your favorite team, you're like, I get it. That guy is the best. And the Angels fans, they deserve that. Like, I feel like they deserve to have a guy like that on their team because they have so many great players on their team right now. Obviously Trout, obviously Pujols. And, like, but the thing about Trout is that he's so good that it's like, hard to relate to him, kind of, because he's just so amazing in every way.
Yeah.
And, like, the thing about Victorino is that, you know, he's somewhat flawed as a player. And, you know, he's not Mike Trout perfect. And he, you know, he has that, like, really fiery way of playing. And, like, he'll jump up after he, you know, hits a home run or whatever. And, like, I think that Angels fans are going to have a really good time with him on the team. He's not going to play every day. He may not even, you know, play that all that often. But having him around, I think, is something that they'll enjoy and appreciate.
I can't believe we didn't even talk about Uribe to the Mets.
I know. Well, he's on my list as well. Matt and I were both.
We were at the game when
he saw the walk-off.
On Sunday when he hit that walk-off hit.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
So exciting.
People were amped up for Uribe.
I mean, just talking about people, like guys that you want around, you know? You don't really expect to play every day, but just their mere presence is really...
Yeah, just being in the clubhouse, being in the dugout, just great teammate. Great on defense, great, you know, can come in late in the game and get hits like he did in the game we saw.
Yeah, he gives them a lot of versatility.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What MLB.com's own Matt Myers told a fantastic story on Twitter.
He did.
This made the rounds on Twitter.
Yes.
Where Matt is going to destroy the studio while we tell that story.
Not me, Gemma.
Oh, it's Gemma. Great. You were just sold out by Matt.
She pointed right at me.
Destroying the studio. But no, Matt Myers' story about Juan Uribe, and Matt, you may be able to help me with this.
Yes.
Is that he was shooting, I guess,
ESPN
magazine photo shoot. And this was back when he was on the White Sox, and they had a bunch of the players there dressed up as Sergeant Pepper, the cover of Sergeant Pepper for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And Uribe was wearing his Sergeant Pepper outfit, walking around, loving it, posing. And somebody asked him what his favorite Beatles album was, and he goes, "Who are the Beatles?"
Yeah. Yes! That's an amazing story.
Yes. Matt Myers, excellent follow on Twitter. You
excellent,
should all follow
him. Yes, very good.
But yeah, who doesn't love Juan Uribe?
Gotta love him. Is the way, you know, the cigars, the way he dresses.
Yeah, his outfit.
Outfits, you know.
Stees?
Stees.
No, do you spell that with an E on the end or no?
No, okay. That's incorrect. Stees, as in style and ease.
Wait, is that a real word?
Yeah,
that's a real word.
How do you spell it if you were going to spell Stees?
Stees is a real word?
Yes.
Yes.
I've never heard of it.
According to the OED, also known as Gangstar, it is a word.
Okay.
The OED. Okay. Yeah, it's definitely in the OED.
It probably is sure. Now. Their selfie Jeez. Is in the OED.
That's true.
I like that. I'm going to start
Stylenese.
Using
Stylenese.
I like that. I like that a lot. I like that a lot.
This is.
I don't have any of that, but I like it.
Yeah, me
this
either.
Is how it is spelled, just Sometimes. For the record. It is spelled STEEZ.
Yeah.
The end.
No E at the end?
No.
There was some editorial debate about that today earlier. In the MLB.com
I kind of
offices.
Like the E at the end.
No, it sounds, that's wrong.
That looks good. That looks
no,
better.
No, it's incorrect.
Okay. All right.
You've been overruled, Matt.
Fine. Sorry.
All right. Well, let's move on from Stees. I'm going to form a hypothetical here.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's just assume that for whatever reason, your favorite teams, Matt, you are a Mets fan, Jimmy, you're a Tigers fan. Let's assume that for whatever reason, they decided that they could get value by trading you to another team. Now, you're not a player. You're still a fan.
Okay.
But they said, you know what, Gemma? We don't need your services as a fan anymore. And in fact, we think that we can get something of more value in return from another MLB franchise by trading your fandom to that team.
For another fandom? For
yeah. More. Are they going to get another fan?
Sure. They might. Maybe they'll get a player. They could get a prospect. Maybe they can get mascots. I'm not sure. But, you know, they'll work out that deal. You have a no-trade clause, but you'll waive it for four or five teams maybe, or one or two teams. Which teams would you waive your fan no-trade clause for? Does that make sense?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay, Gemma, let me ask you first.
Well, I mean, I thought about this for a little bit because I like a lot of teams.
Right.
I'm a fan of, you know, all 30 cities. So I thought the easiest thing, obviously, would be just to go to the Mets, right? Because I'm already here.
Yeah, don't have to move too much.
Don't have to move. I just have...
Good.
I have,
laziness is yeah. really an important aspect of fandom.
But also, Mr. Met is great. I like him.
That's true.
The team's fun. Yes. I already have a bunch. I have, like, so many Mets t-shirts just from going to Mets games. So I already have a lot of the gear. You know, it wouldn't be too much. But, I just don't think that my trade value is high enough for Detroit to get anything that they really like want back. I don't know. Like, what?
Really? You have really a low opinion of yourself.
You wouldn't be like, well, obviously I'm worth Matt Harvey. I think they may have to throw in Syndergaard as well.
Well, I think that's unrealistic, frankly.
Wow.
So nobody would want you. No other team would want you.
Well. And then maybe for like some
the
other
Cup forecasts are very dark like today.
So Mets are definitely I would waive my no trade clause for the Mets. I also thought maybe Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Pittsburgh would be fun.
I, as you know, I hate the cold, so LA, San Francisco, mm-hmm. Oakland, good to go.
Okay.
Miami.
You know what? Maybe. Food
You'd love that.
Really
yeah,
good
food.
Pitbull
eat,
is
great
there.
Weather.
Pitbull's there. You can hang out with Pitbull on his ship, on his boat.
I also
you go to the
have
Clevelander
to say,
at the ballpark.
I would do maybe
is
Toronto.
That there?
Even
yeah, they have a club at the ballpark.
Oh, I've
yeah.
seen that.
Yeah, I go there.
It's the best.
Toronto's on my list too, just because I like yeah. Canada. As we know from this podcast, I'm a big fan of Canada, the country of Canada.
Whatever.
So yes. It's also, okay. you know, I Those like are... things to be close to what I know, and Toronto and Detroit are...
That's true.
Yeah, true.
You know, not dissimilar cities.
Yeah. So. That's a solid list. Yeah. And you made Toronto FC your adopted MLS franchise, so you'd be able
not?
To cheer for them
yeah.
as well.
At the same time. Yeah.
More easily.
I like Pittsburgh. That's a good idea.
All right. Well, Matt, we heard Gemma's list. Who's on your list of teams that you would
just
allow yourself to be traded
that I
for?
I did waive my no-trade clause for your team.
That's true.
I'm just saying that's...
Okay. I'll remember that. I'll remember
okay.
that.
Yeah. All right.
I would probably go. I would go Arlington, Texas.
Really?
Rangers.
Why is that?
The boomstick.
good reason. Hot dogs.
Yeah, they have some great. They have.
I
know,
saw
Adrian Beltre, probable Hall of Famer.
Yeah,
you know, but no. You know what? It's the boomstick. That's
it's,
really.
It's all about the boomstick. I mean,
you Darvish, great pitcher. Boomstick.
Boomstick. It's all about the boomstick. There's this video the other day, I think,
yes.
that we had that of them making the boomstick.
Yeah.
It was just, one of the greatest videos I've ever seen in my life. Like,
Oscar worthy?
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Documentary short stuff.
Documentary, yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah. That would make me want to go to Texas, go to the Rangers. Definitely. Yeah.
Okay.
Other than that,
that's it.
That's yeah. it. Only.
All right.
Only the
no, I would
only
go.
Texas.
I would go definitely San Francisco. I love Giants fans are a lot of fun. Park, it's always packed.
Park is so
pretty. Is beautiful.
Cove.
Yeah. The Cove. I would love to be in the Cove. Yeah. I've always wanted to be in the Cove in like a kayak or like a hot dog car or like the pirate ships, whatever, you know, whatever's
the UFO.
Ship. The UFOs.
Wow. UFO.
If we both get traded, we can make a pirate ship and like have a crew of pirates.
It's a great idea.
On the Cove.
You could dress up as
who's
pirates.
The captain.
We may have to.
We'll discuss.
Yeah, we'll talk.
Off the air, yeah. I think you have to have a sword fight.
Yeah, that's
okay.
We'll walk the plank. Yeah. But yes, definitely San Francisco too would be a lot of fun. Just a great city, great people.
Fun team.
LA, of course. LA is great.
Would you have just a preference in LA team?
Dodgers.
Dodgers.
Yeah. Yeah.
No Anaheim for you.
Maybe. Maybe I'd go to a couple.
I know.
Games.
It's really hard cheering for Mike Trout and Albert Pujols.
Yeah, it's tough.
I do agree with what you said, though, earlier, is that I like most of the things that I enjoy have a slight degree of, like, error to them. Like, there's a little bit of a flaw, you know? And if a player is just so good, I like things that are messy, you know, occasionally. And that's one thing Mike Trout never is.
He's never
messy. Not messy.
Puig is messy sometimes.
And I love that.
Yeah. That is true. It's very human.
Yes.
Yeah. Trout's too perfect, you know?
He's
I love him.
Perfect.
I love him.
Yeah.
If someone's going to criticize you in any way, the best criticism is you are too perfect.
It's
you're
true,
just
though.
So good.
When you talk to a baseball fan about Mike Trout, it's every time it's like, he could do everything. Oh my God, he is amazing. Like,
he does. He does everything.
I know. It's true.
Wow. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
No one dislikes Mike Trout.
No, you
that's
can't.
Kind of you can't. Yeah. Like, it's not like he's running around being a jerk to everybody. He's like a really nice guy.
Yeah.
And he's amazing at everything.
Yeah.
We should hate him. Why do we like him?
I don't know.
He's perfect and nice. That's terrible.
The worst things to be.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
For me, if I had to wave, you know, if the Red Sox were like, all right, Dakota, we think we can get a lot back for you. So we're gonna move you to another team. I would be shocked and a little hurt at first, I'm not gonna lie.
Right.
That they felt as though they could do that. Yeah. Ben Charrington, you know, I would have a conversation with him and I would try to change his mind, but it wouldn't work. You know, he's set.
You know, it would be. It would just be that scene from Moneyball. Hey,
right.
Don't sit down. Dakota, you've been traded. Clean out your locker. That's it. Your
That's
fan
it.
Locker.
I'd be sad.
Yeah.
No press conference?
No,
like Victorino was crying in his press conference.
How I'd be. I'd be like Victorino. I'd be weeping. But ultimately, I would do what's best for the team. As a fan, I know that they want this to happen, so this is what's best for the team. Mm. Dodgers were on my list for sure. You know, you get Vin Scully, you get Dodger Stadium, you get Dodger Dogs, you get LA, you get the team. All of those are high points. The Mariners were also on my list. Seattle's a great town. Another great city.
My roommate.
Great stadium.
From
great
Seattle.
Team. Right.
She used to go to games just simply to like eat the fries. She loved
they have
them
good
so
fries.
Much. Specifically.
Really.
Don't know really anything about it beyond that.
I know, but like even the team. You know, you get Felix. You get Cano. You get Cruz.
You could eat those giant turkey legs.
I can be in the
King's
Court.
Yeah.
See, that's a positive.
That's fun.
I thought Cubs would be another really good option just because I love Chicago. I love the Cubs uniforms. I love Wrigley Field. I love pretty much everyone on that team.
Yeah.
So that was an option. But you know what? The Colorado Rockies, I think, would also be a fantastic option. I like Denver a lot. I like skiing a lot. I'd be near skiing.
True.
I like the purple uniforms. Yeah. I love purple as like a major color in a color scheme. I like their jerseys, like Coors Field, like the downtown. I think Colorado.
You know what would turn me off from Colorado?
What?
The mascot, Dinger.
Really?
A little bit, yeah.
What if that was
not
a trade,
huge fan.
Though?
But yeah, what if the Red Sox got Dinger back?
So they traded you for Dinger?
Yeah.
Yes. I would be.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
And Reyes.
And Jose Reyes. Yeah. Now they have
But what would Dinger do? What would Dinger do? You have two mascots. You have Wally
just
and Dinger.
Chill.
It would like. They'd be friends. Wally's a monster. Dinger is a dinosaur.
I guess they'd get along. Monsters and dinosaurs.
Yeah, they tend to be friends.
Yeah. I guess so.
Double the mascot. Power.
I guess that's a good trade for
Reds
them.
Have like
I guess
a million
trade.
Mascots. Yeah, I think that's a decent trade.
But then who's their mascot?
Dakota.
Yeah, I'll be the mascot.
You have to sit behind home plate.
Yeah, I'll sit behind home plate and I'll, you know, try to taunt people while they're trying to hit.
I don't know if it'll work. I think you could do
I'll
it.
I'll hug people.
You just
people
wear a big foam costume of yourself.
Just a bigger Dakota. Just.
Yeah. See, that would scare people. That would not be good. Then I'd really be the worst mascot.
Dakota.
A huge head Dakota hat.
That would be the worst. Children would flee. The attendance would plummet. And then the Rockies would be like, why did we do this trade?
This trade ruined our franchise. It shut down.
Yeah, we have to shut down. We're out of here. We're contracted. We're going to have a dispersal draft. All these players, they're all going to go to other teams.
Wow, so this really ended up poorly.
I know. Okay, so dark. So you have no trade value, and I tanked a franchise's entire existence. This is bad. But... I want to move on to the last thing we were going to talk about because it's related to this, which is that as you're leaving town, as I'm going to Denver, before we know all the horrible things that I'm going to wreak onto Denver, mm-hmm. before you wind up wherever it is you're going, I've forgotten.
I picked so many places. Toronto.
Toronto. That's Toronto. Toronto. Before Matt, you wind up in LA.
Yep.
You're gonna do something to say goodbye to the fans of New York, of Detroit, of Boston. What is that going to be, Matt? Why don't you let us know first? What is your tribute to the fans of your team?
So if I'm like if I'm at Citi Field or something.
Yeah, if you're at Citi Field, it's this big story. You know, it's
right.
going to be in the New York Post. It's going to say Monahan traded.
Mono says. Yeah. You know, whatever.
Yeah. We found a cure for mono.
That is the post headline.
That's good.
See, that is the post headline.
Wow. That's really good.
What is it going to be? What are you going to say?
I think I'll probably, this will be, I'll be at Citi Field, bring everyone into the stadium.
Yeah.
You know, fill it up to the top.
Okay.
You're
totally
so
full.
Beloved.
And the field
sold
also.
Out. Okay.
Everyone, like there's like tons, it's like a Billy
concert.
Joel concert.
Yeah, Billy Joel's better.
Foo Fighters.
Billy Joel's better. More Metsy.
More Metsy. And Piano Man's playing in the background.
Obviously, it has to be. It has to
and
be.
And I'm playing. I'm playing it. In the apple.
Okay. Not
the apple
out.
Rises up and I'm playing the piano. I'm playing Piano Man. As the apple rises up, I'm playing Piano Man. And singing. And then I finished the song, like 10-minute song, however long it is.
Okay.
And then I walk onto the field and I give every single person a hug. One
thousands
by one.
Thousands of people.
Thousands, yeah. You know, 60,000, 70,000 people. I give everyone a hug.
Wow.
Like
there's
one after the other.
People?
One after the other. I give each one.
Well, the field is full as well.
Okay,
standing room only.
Okay.
Yes.
People are like waiting outside.
Yep. There's lines outside. There's
Big
a Shake
fans.
Shack. Big Shake Shack
the
line.
The entire 7-train platform is just packed.
Yeah, and I just, you know, as long as it takes, I just hug everyone.
Well, that's good. That's moving.
Yeah.
I think the city
really
of New York would really appreciate
it. Really beautiful
that.
Moment.
Yeah.
if there's one thing New Yorkers love, it's people touching them.
Yeah.
All right, Gemma, how would you say goodbye to the people of Detroit? That's a tough act to follow.
I can't. There's no way. That was so dramatic. Yeah. He had them hollow out the home run apple and put a piano in it.
And it just rises up. Yeah.
That's really good.
I know. That's a lot to ask for, too, of a team that you're leaving.
That's
but
so good.
Leaving that aside, Gemma.
I've been a great fan.
Well, I'm the kind of person who leaves parties without saying goodbye to anyone. I just kind of, like, leave.
Nice.
Good.
Now,
I think that I'm going to...
You've just uninvited yourself from any future parties.
But why?
What?
How, it's so...
I think it's... I've done that, yeah.
You
don't... It's a good,
there's no
good
hassle?
Dip. Yeah, the Irish
there's
exit.
Nothing. You just...
That's right.
You just leave.
So I
think maybe I'm gonna be kind of like weird and as you know, as we discussed
yeah,
in our theater
know.
Backgrounds, I'm gonna be a little like Yoko Ono fluxist about this. I'm gonna take the Comerica Ferris wheel to the top.
Wow.
I'm gonna write a farewell note.
Okay.
And I'm gonna fold it into like 5 pieces and then I'm gonna like throw it into the air and then like a dove will come by and grab the note and fly away and then I'll tweet to all of my fans.
Yes.
Feed your own farewell note to a bird today, because I think that's something Yoko Ono would do. So then that's it, and then I'm gone, and then I'll just be gone.
That's touching. That's beautiful.
Maybe the Ferris wheel come down, and I'll
maybe the Tigers would get Yoko Ono in return.
That would be a really good trade. Yeah. Well, then I think I'd have to go to the Mets, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. That's an interesting.
What if they got Drake in the
message trade,
and I go to Toronto?
Well, I mean, that's assuming Drake is
a Toronto fan at that time. Yeah.
You know, unclear. It changes day to day.
Yeah.
So, you know, you'd have to catch him on the right day. Today, for example, today. Wednesday, when he released good. This today check, that's a good day.
Yeah.
But you never know.
This is the day we're doing the podcast, and that's if the trade is happening today, we got 2 days.
That's true.
I'm getting traded to Toronto for Drake.
For Drake. Got it. All right. Cool.
Yes.
I like that.
I think that's a good one.
That's a good, yeah.
Great. Dakota?
I decided to take a different tack. I would have a very hard time leaving, as I said, Red Sox Nation. And I think that they would have a hard time leaving me as well. I think it's a really touching relationship we have.
You okay?
I'm, you know, a little choked up. But what I would do, actually, is I would be an enormous jerk and insult all of them so that it would make that departure easier on them. And they would, like, hate me and want me to leave so that I don't have to feel so bad about it.
So you're saying it's, like, the end of every, heartwarming but not really, like, those sad tropey moments when the guy's like throwing rocks at the kids, like throwing rocks at the animal so it'll run
yeah go away go snake. Yeah, like that, exactly. So like I'd be like, oh, the accents are so ugly, oh my gosh, you guys weren't even fans until 2004, like all that stuff.
Wow.
And I would just be really cruel and vicious to the entire fan base until they turned on me,
and then you'd have and a then, single tear falling down.
Yes, she could be like, as I'm leaving, I'd be like, you don't know,
really love you.
And then I would secretly donate like money and stuff to local charities. I would also, if I was like a player, what I would do is I would pay the team to let them trade in my jersey for another player who they liked.
Mm.
And I would do all of this very secretly under the table so they never knew
right.
that I was the one making all of it happen.
Right.
But I would be the worst. And I would just be like, oh, Boston, ugh. What do you think?
I think that's
a thing.
Yeah,
do.
People do that. I mean, it's a little harsh.
It's a thing. That is a way of handling it.
It's a little, you know.
Well,
it's
you know.
Tough, you know. Yeah. But Boston's a tough city.
That's true. That maybe is, they'll right? take it.
Maybe
they'll just be like, ah, get him out of here. Got that sense yeah. of humor.
Yeah, it'll be.
Go pocket con.
Please keep doing Boston accent.
No, that's all I know.
You can say the whole thing.
Park your car.
In Harvard Yard?
That's what I'll Harvard say. Yard. And then they
I'm going to park my car in Harvard Yard.
See, he's now not allowed to go to Boston after that.
Over.
So yeah. I would need to do that, and they'd kick me out, too. That's what I would do. I just want to make it easier.
Yeah.
Very self-sacrificing of you.
Thank you. When I think of myself, I think of how selfless I am. And that's what I liked about this idea, is it really highlighted.
Very selfless, yeah.
Guys.
It really made me look great.
Yeah, that's also my goal, is to make you look very selfish. We're nearly out of time. And you know what that means. That means we need to take.
It's been so long.
I know. Matt, you may not do very well at this.
I know, I'm rusty.
All of the things that we have discussed today. All of this trade talk, all the coughs, all the tearing apart of the studio.
I'm like breaking things.
Yeah, we need to take all that, combine it down into 140 characters. One tweet that summarizes the podcast. Matt, why don't you go first?
Okay.
You can use hashtags, you can mention people, however you want to do it. Anytime.
Boomstick. Boomstick. I'm going to Texas. Hashtag trade deadline.
Okay. Right. This is like a poem.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean boomstick.
Twice.
Boomstick period. Boomstick exclamation point, and then boomstick question mark, and then I'm going to Texas.
Shouldn't it be the other way around? Shouldn't it be
really
boomstick
good.
Question mark, boomstick exclamation
yeah, yeah.
mark?
Yeah, you're right. Right.
Boomstick! Boomstick? I'm going to Texas.
I mean, it
makes
works
you sound a little unsure.
It kind of works. Yeah, you're right. It does.
A little unsure about
that. Well, it's scary. The boomstick's
that's
big.
That's true. That's a good point.
Yeah.
It's a little,
big hot
it's a little
dog.
Intimidating.
Yeah.
Okay, Gemma.
I would retweet that tweet.
Thank you.
It.
I appreciate
I mean,
it.
It's
I would favorite it.
It's sufficiently bizarre. That
that's true. I could do the old shame retweet of like, no. Look at what this guy said.
Yeah.
Gemma, what do you have?
Hashtag cut forecast.
Yeah.
Colon. In which we find the staff of At Cut 4 has little to no trade value.
That's true. It's very
it's true.
True.
It's very
yes,
true.
It's yeah, very it's true.
I would retweet that.
I would retweet that.
And I would be sad. Yeah, be
sad emoji, sad.
I would just be crying as I click the retweet button.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
I know.
It's true, though.
It is true.
It's sad truth.
It's true, I know. Though.
All right, mine. Fans excited, colon. Victorino to the Angels, comma, Gardner to the Rockies? Question mark.
And everyone will reply, Brett?
Yeah, that's true. They may not realize it's me. That's fine, though. You know, Brett, maybe Brett's coming, too. Maybe we'll be the
Brett, gardener. Gardner package deal.
Yeah, the gardeners. Yeah,
make each other better.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That'd be great, the gardeners.
I would love to play alongside Brett Gardner. Yeah. That'd be really fun.
He's an exciting player.
I know. Well, and we could bond over, like, people making gardening jokes.
Yeah. Oh, like, do you garden?
Like, you know, we had a lot of that. I had a lot of that when I was younger.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah. So it'd be nice to have him there, too.
Yeah.
All right, I'm glad we threw him into this deal with you.
I'm glad we threw him in, too. Thanks, Twitter, for allowing that to happen.
Yeah.
If you have a tweet that you think will summarize this podcast better than ours, and you probably do, please tweet it at us, at Cut4, with the hashtag Cut4Cast, or you could tweet them at us specifically. Gemma, what is your handle?
At Gemma Kaneko.
And Matt?
At Mono11.
I'm very confident.
Not like the disease.
But well, that is how it's
spelled. Like the disease, though. So it's technically a virus.
Oh, I guess
kinda
it is.
Like the virus.
You might get a virus if you start following me.
Yeah, don't follow Matt if you don't want a virus. I'm at Dakota Gardner. Feel free to tweet at any of us or tweet us at Cut4 with hashtag Cut4Cast with your recap of the Cut4Cast. Try to keep it under 140 characters or you will get an angry letter from Twitter. You can also subscribe to us on iTunes and we will show up every single week in your phone, in your computer, in your Walkman. I don't know. Try it. See what happens.
You record it from your speaker?
Burn it onto a CD. And
yeah, then you could burn it on. I bet my dad does that when he listens. That's probably how he like dubs it onto a cassette.
Good.
Probably.
Podcast.
Yeah. Tape or something. You can do that. You can also, please, while you're subscribing to us on iTunes, you can rate and review us anywhere from 1 to 5 stars. Actually, I think only the 5-star button works.
Weird. So yeah, weird.
It's weird. Really weird.
Just click it.
I wouldn't even check on the other ones. I think it's only the 5-star one that works. But you could write us a review, and if you write us a review, we will read it on the Cut4Cast, and we will either enjoy it or make fun of your grammar. One of the two. Can't promise which one it'll be. And if you like this content, you can go to mlb.com/cut4, and you can read all of the articles that we produce every single day for your enjoyment. That is why we're here, to write stuff that you like, and we love hearing from you guys. We love hearing what you like and what you don't like so that we can write more stuff that you like and talk about more stuff that you like on the Cut4Cast. Isn't that true, Matt?
It's all for that. It's all for the people.
Tell us what you want us to talk about on the Cut4Cast. We'll talk about it.
We'll talk about it. Whatever. Yeah. It's fine. Yeah. We don't care. We just want to hear from you. Yeah. So thank you so much for listening. Gemma, thanks for being here.
Thanks,
Matt, thanks for being here.
It's good to be back.
And we will talk to you next week.